welcome to this episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Planiverse, episode 54. Unlike normal, this week, Corinne has done an interview at Planicon, which was last weekend, so I'll hand it over to her.
I am recording live today from Planicon 2017 in San Francisco, California. And with me is Jen Powell, who is a wellness coach. Where are you, Jen? Where are you based out of?
Here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
And Jen was happy enough to tell me that she loved my talk today, and I wanted to get some feedback from her about PlannerCon. So hopefully Jen's going to give us her insight and her feedback as what she experienced this weekend. So welcome, Jen.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So what were some of your thoughts on the talk? What were some of your thoughts on PlannerCon? Give it to us, baby.
Well, I really enjoy PlannerCon. I really enjoyed your speech, and there I wrote a couple of little items of why I did. Mostly it's because you explain the science behind some of the things that we do as planners. One of them was, why does it feel so good to write things down and check them off? That was amazing to learn why we do that. And, you know, it's great to learn that as humans, we enjoy doing that because we were made like that, not because we're weirdos. So I really enjoyed that. That was very enlightening to me. And I appreciate you talking about that.
Yeah, you're welcome. We had someone here try to convince the entire planner community that we write things down after we do them because we're trying to get extra credit. And I think there was a collective eye roll in the room when we heard that happen, because we're like, no, dude, we don't do that because of extra credit. Nobody wants extra credit. We do that. We write things down after we've done them because we're trying to track the progress of where we're getting to. So if you are someone who's tracking your wellness, for example, you forgot to write down the fact that you had a certain type of breakfast or that you did a certain exercise or whatever it was that you did for your wellness on that day, then you have missed an opportunity to track a success for yourself. And in doing so, you've missed an opportunity to allow yourself to celebrate a success on your journey for wellness. Wouldn't you agree, Jen?
I would agree. You also spoke a lot about negative thinking and what road that can go down for us. And I said that to me, what spoke to me a lot was you feel good about the future by changing expectations. You spoke a lot about this and how science has shown that if you expect better, you get better. I really thought that these two ideas came together really well for me and was kind of like an aha moment. I mean, you hear all the time, just have a positive attitude and things will work out. But to have a positive attitude, make things work out because there's science behind it, how crazy is that? I just loved it. And I really, really appreciated you talking about that because I feel like a lot of people who are in science are not faith-based or the opposite, when actually they all come together in your faith and in science. They all merge together.
Absolutely. And one of the things that Jen was alluding to is the fact that we discussed the RAS, the reticular activating system, and how that actually affects the way that we plan. And basically the bottom line is that if you set your day up with the intention of wanting to have a successful day, whatever that success looks like for you, then you are actually going to set yourself up for success. And if you don't have that plan in place, then as we discussed, nature abhors a vacuum and nature will create that day for you. And so you don't know what kind of day you're going to have. So you might as well plan out your day beforehand and set that pace, set that tone, set the universe in motion for you and activate your RAS, baby. Make that happen. Yeah, go ahead.
That was just really, really helpful. And that brought me on to the third point, which was, if you change something in your life and you don't fill it with something that's intentional, you will lose that intention. And for us planners, we're always thinking about what's next, what's next. And we don't fill that necessarily. We procrastinate often in order to fill a void. We tend to fill it with things that are negative or things that are easy instead of really doing the hard work to fill that with something that is fulfilling to us, not only as planners, but as people, as what I do as a wellness coach. These ideas of changing habits, but changing them to fulfill a goal, and filling that void so that nothing else creeps into that space.
What would you say as a wellness coach would be helpful to people who are on their journey of wellness? What advice could you give them as far as planning? Or I see that you have a planner in front of you. She has a beautiful moleskin in front of her, and she has taken meticulous notes. And I love that her handwriting is very neat. And maybe she'll let me take a picture of it. I don't know. But what would you say, Jen, is helpful for people who are starting on their wellness journey and want to use their planner but really don't know how? Like, what are some things that they can do or dive into?
Well, first you have to, what is your intention? Is your intention to be happy? Is your intention to be healthy? Is your intention to lose weight? Is your intention to be able to do 10 pull-ups? What is your intention? It's very hard to start when you're so overwhelmed. Like, I'm out of shape. I'm overweight. I don't know where to start. Pick a goal. You can pick and change your goals all the time. My current goal is 10 pull-ups. I've lost 30 pounds in the last couple of months. It's going to continue to be a journey as long as you are able to use your planner. I'll give you a couple of little tips you can do, but as long as you can use your planner to be a positive thing and not be like, oh, I didn't do X, Y, and Z today, and use it to be like, you know what, I'm going to plan my meals for this week. Let's just plan dinner. Plan dinner. So what? One time you go out, things change. It's okay. You can use that for another day because you've planned it, because you've meal planned and shop for that stuff. You can use it any day. Just because you use it on Thursday instead of Wednesday is perfectly fine. So just set goals and change those goals as you change, because you will change.
And this goes back to what we were saying. Unless you set some goals, then there's always going to be something else that comes up. Right, there's always an excuse that can come up. Oh, I didn't meal plan because I didn't have time, or I didn't want to, or I was lazy, or whatever. Really, the excuse is at the bottom of the day, right? We were lazy. So do you meal plan for yourself?
I do meal plan, but I also have backup. Soup is my backup. If I don't have time to eat, it's not hard to heat up a healthy soup. So find things that you like that you can do easily. Maybe for you that's crock-potting in the morning so that you can get that going, and at the end of the day you don't have to worry about it.
So one thing, for example, would be, because I do own an Instapot, and I just got myself a brand new refurbished, the Nutribullet, mm-hmm. but the one that does the soups. So I'm very excited to use it, and I have no idea how. I guess one goal for me would be to come up with a recipe. Right? Just first of all, research the recipe, pull the ingredients out of there, do the shopping list, get the ingredients from the grocery store, and then just try it out. Just do one recipe. And then once it's done, it's knocked out. You have that under your belt. You've already figured it out. If it tastes like garbage, then chuck it out and try again. But hopefully it won't taste like garbage, right?
No, it's not. I also recommend if you're going to make your own soup, use all the leftovers in your fridge. Do you have carrots and celery, or do you have chicken that's about to go bad? Throw it in a soup. You can create anything that you want to create without having to go to the store and buying all these crazy ingredients and this and that. There's search engines you can put in Google. I have chicken, I have broccoli, I have carrots. And it will come up with a recipe, and most of the stuff is stuff you were about to throw away tomorrow anyway.
That's outstanding. That's a great tip. And I think I heard about that a while back, that there was some website that does that, but I think the search engines now do that too. It's sort of like you Google, what can I make with, and then you add those ingredients, and then it gives you a list of meals that you can make with just those ingredients that you have, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. It's really helpful to use what you have, but also remember not to waste what you would normally just throw away. You can totally make something out of it. And now that we have the internet, the information's there. And I encourage you to not get off track and just jump back on and say, hey, well, this is what I do have. And I think that just goes to the positive thinking that you spoke about today, and that is my motto, is stop telling yourself what you can't do and start saying what I can do.
Yeah, absolutely. We do that, and it's so readily available in our minds, all the things we can't do, because we're our own worst judge and jury. And I really appreciate what you have to say, because it's true for me. My wellness has been a struggle. It's not easy to take care of yourself, because nobody ever gives you the manual on how to take care of yourself. You sort of figure it out as you start feeling unwell. And that's usually when things happen. So do you keep a wellness journal?
I do keep a wellness journal. On the front of it, it says, I am the boss of my own body.
Wow, I like that.
So I am the boss means that I'm in charge of everything. We have so many things in our world that we're not in charge of. Sometimes work makes us stay late, or we have a project that we can't handle. But I can be the boss of what I put in my body, and I can be the boss of maybe it's 5 minutes of stretching in the morning. That's all I can afford. Maybe it's just in the shower. Maybe you just find those 5 minutes to meditate. Whatever you can, just remember that you are the boss of your own body and you are in charge. And thus, it makes it a little bit easier to say, hey, you know, I can say no to a couple of things so that I can feel that control over my body. And I think that's what the planning community loves. We love control. We love control over our planners. We love control over how it looks. We love to like learn new things about how to improve our handwriting or doodle or any of the crafty things that we see other people do. We're like, oh, I wish I could do that. Take control. Take control of your body. Take control of your mind. Take control of your life. Once you have a little bit of control, once you lose those 2 pounds, once you do one pull-up, it's so invigorating to do something new, something more. You're like, oh my gosh, I can do it. And just go back to telling yourself that you are worth it, and you are in charge.
Do you subscribe to the theory of affirmations, or of telling yourself or reading affirmations to allow for that positivity to seep in?
I surround myself with positivity more than do affirmations. I find that I'm just not that kind of girl. I do like quotes. I like them in my planners. There's ones that just speak to me, especially the I'm in charge of my body. But as far as like saying the same things, no, I pretty much tell myself, just what you taught us today or you spoke about today is that we can do it if there's a plan in place. If you write it down, you're reiterating that for yourself. So affirmations to me, saying that to myself, don't mean as much as me taking control and planning out a menu, scheduling a workout, giving myself those 5 minutes. And maybe it is that I put it back in my planner and say, hey, I did 5 minutes of yoga. Nobody has to look at it. Nobody has to know. But you know that you did it.
I like that, because it almost seems like there is hope for people that haven't found their wellness yet to be able to start tracking this on a very basic baby step level, and to say, okay, well, I don't know what my health and wellness journal is going to look like at the end, but I can start it, and here's what I can start putting in it, is a little success for the day.
Yeah, I do. I think the biggest thing that I would say, if you're going to start somewhere besides meal planning, is get your water bottle and take it everywhere you go. Water is actually the number one way to lose weight. I speak about that on my blog. And it really is. We all need water, and our brains don't work without it. Our bodies don't work without it. Just start with water. I have a 32-ounce water bottle, so I know if I fill it up twice, I've met my daily. I don't have to sit there and count calories and count how many glasses of water I had. No, I have a water bottle that I can fill up twice, and I'm done. So I get to the end of the evening, and I have a lot of water left. Just drink it real quick and spend about 10 more minutes to wait for it to go through your body so that you're not up all night. But just find one thing that you can do and work it up from there. We don't know how long we're going to be in these bodies. Let's take care of them today.
Yeah, because if we don't, then nobody else is taking care of them either, right? And
correct.
We can let that slip. And if you don't have your health, you don't have anything at the end of the day. What have been some of the takeaways that you've gotten from PlannerCon this weekend?
One really big takeaway is just that I love the diversity of the people that come here. We're all ages. We're all heights. We are fat, we're thin, we're just every single age group. We are every single race. There's people that came from Chile. It was really amazing to see just how much we want to be connected. I feel like this community, sometimes they don't understand us. And why do you have to do this? And why do you have to do that? Why do you have to have everything so cute? Well, because it inspires me. That's my relaxing time. So I feel like the biggest thing that I got was to meet people that you would never meet at work. You'd never meet on the street. You'd never talk to. There was quite a few people that discussed how introverted they are. I'm not introverted. So it's nice for them to have a safe place to come say, hi, how are you? And that was the biggest takeaway, is just to find your people.
I think it's very well described what you said. And I often get people that reach out to me and to Steve, and they say, oh, will you have us on the show? We want to discuss our business. And that's the first person we say no to, is the minute they tell us we want to discuss our business. I was really taken by the fact that Jen showed up after one of my talks and said, I want to give you a hug, and I really want to tell you that you have inspired me, and I feel really good about what you said. I'm paraphrasing right now because I don't really remember what you said, but it was to the point where she brought tears to my eyes, because I put in about 2 years worth of work in coming up with the content that I presented today at PlannerCon, and I felt so validated, and that was a wellness moment for my spirit, to be able to have an absolute stranger who I've never met come and tell me that if you do nothing else but you've done this thing today, you've done something right in the world.
Yeah, we often look at our successes by money, and I was just telling you that my hug to you was the transfer of the information that I received was so well received by my heart that I just had to hug you. I am a hugger. But we have to remember that the tools that she gave me, I'm going to share with other people. They're going to share with other people. You're not going to see that money come to you. But the good vibes and the good feelings that you're going to have, and people are going to notice you one day and say, hey, you must have been, huh, let me think, what's your name again? They're going to remember what feelings. You can say things, but people really take their feelings. And the feeling that I got was very warm and fuzzy, but also it was dictated in a way that I really respond to, which was very organized, very science-based. And thus, it just touched my heart. And I just had to wait for somebody else to tell me these things and reiterate what I already believed.
I think that's the same thing for me, though. I appreciate that, particularly because I don't have a wellness coach in my life, you know, and I'm my own wellness coach, and I rise and I fail based on what my wellness coach tells me, which is me. So if my wellness coach is having a good day, then so am I. And if she's not, then I'm not either. Yeah. And I appreciated the fact that it's interesting to me that of all the people that I'm here with today, you're the one that I've decided to interview for the podcast, because there were a few people that came up to me and said, hey, do you want to do that podcast? And honestly, I think what they wanted to do was promote their business. And that's fine. I understand. Look, everybody's trying to get ahead. I have no problems with that. I would love to promote people all the time. The bottom line for me, though, is how does that relate to planners? So it's not enough for me to tell, you know, to come tell me that you're into whatever it is. Oh, and you want to be on the podcast. But tell me what you're doing with your planner. And so I'll throw the question back at you, Jen. How long have you been planning, and what's your favorite type of planner?
Well, I hate to say this, but I started with like a Franklin Covey back in the day.
Why do you hate to say that?
Because it, first of all, it tells my age, and second of all,
Franklin Covey's still in business.
Yes, he is, but when it was, back when it was, that was really the only thing that you had for daily planning. I just have never been really artistic and been able to, you know, make my own planner or any of these things, so I used him in a job that I had meetings and I needed to take notes, and I was a dietary manager in skilled nursing at the time, so it was very important that I met people within 24 hours. So those planners really helped keep me on track. I still use them to keep me on track, but I've been using them for as long as I can remember. Even in high school, you have kind of sort of, you know, a daily calendar, what what tests do you have coming? It was the worst feeling to walk into class and say, I forgot my homework, or I forgot we had a test. That feeling makes me very anxious. So I've used planners pretty much all the time, but Franklin Covey was my big ticket item.
Yeah, and what do you use today?
A variety. I use a journal, just what I have right here. You're right, Moleskine. I also have an Erin Condren, but I also have a Kate Spade personal planner. Why do I have so many? Because I have things in my life. I have...
You don't need to justify to us why you have so many, but go on.
No, I just think there's a time and a place for everything, and you don't want to... I need to have my thoughts organized. So if it's home, it's home. If it's work, it's work. If it's wellness, then I need a place to celebrate those things.
Do you keep a gratitude journal?
Yes, it's actually, I'm do that every day. So I actually have in my Erin Condren just the day. And it's fun to look back. I told one of my coworkers that, you know, I looked back last month this day. I was so grateful that you helped me do X, Y, and Z. And she was like, what? You don't remember, even if you say thank you at the time, you don't remember to go back and say, hey, I was really grateful. You really saved my patootie that day. You know, I'm so grateful for you.
There is a certain level of spiritual and physical wellness that happens when we're grateful for things. And I think if anybody has been on the fence about starting a gratitude journal, or you don't know how to do that, or you don't think you're the expert in that, one of the things I mentioned today in my talk is that perfectionism is a form of self-abuse. And I think that if you're not starting on the gratitude journal because you're just not sure how to start, what it's supposed to look like, I would suggest that this is your invitation to start. Start today. Start with, it's the simplest form that I know is write 5 things that you know you're grateful for. And if you can't find it, consider breathing one of them. If you can't find what you're grateful for, consider the fact that there's clothes on your back and a roof over your head to be, there's 3 right there for you. So, I mean, what do you keep your gratitude journal separate from your calendar, or are they mixed up?
They're mixed up. I try to write a little journal at the end of the day that kind of recaps that. But I also try to remind myself that even though I'm grateful for something, have I done something that somebody else is grateful for? Have I smiled at somebody? Do you know what a smile means to that person who might be having a horrible day? It goes both ways, I feel like. Not that I need to celebrate what I did and I don't write that down, but I try to remember that everybody is having a hard time in different times of their lives, and we need to also portray that. So yes, you're grateful, but yes, what are you doing to make somebody else grateful that they ran into you? Or did they have a negative experience? Were you short? Were you rude? We have to remember, even when we're in a bad mood, that needs to be reciprocated. What are you grateful for, but what have you done for somebody else as well?
Yeah, I've started a gratitude journal a couple of times, and I can't seem to find the right place for me on where to keep this information. I think eventually it's going to go into a notebook of some sort, because to me it seems that when I do gratitude, as I'm saying this, she's flipping open her Erin Condren that has all of her wonderful quotes. And oh my goodness, look at all that goodness. Can I take pictures of that later? Thank
sure.
you very much. So she's got all these wonderful things going on. Tell me about this.
Well, this is just at the end of each month, and it's not totally filled out because there's some in another journal, which I will go through and put, but it's just a reminder on my everyday life to be grateful. And like you said, if there's one thing to be grateful for, it's that you woke up this morning. Just once you start looking for things you're grateful for, you find so many. It's just when you're having a hard time or you're depressed or, you know, something bad happened, it's so hard to remember that. But once you write it down, it really does change your mind.
And I think that's part of activating the RAS, mm-hmm. is being able to go and write things down that you're grateful for, because life will continue to unfold the beautiful things for you as you continue to show gratitude towards what has unfolded so far. And I think that having a journal, having a gratitude journal, and maintaining that as part of your planner discipline is one of the aspects of leading to wellness, of being able to capture that wellness. That, at least for me, it is. How would you define wellness?
Wellness to me is an overall happy and healthy life. Is it going to be happy and healthy every day? Heck no, it's not. Wellness is a lifestyle. And I believe that you choose to be happy and you choose to be healthy. And I'd love for everybody to make that choice today. Choose to be happy, choose to be healthy. And you have no idea what you just saying, hey, I'm going to do that today, will do for your entire life.
Yeah, and there is a level of control, like you said earlier, that we would like to have in our lives that we're not getting, which is why we're relying on our planners, because we're trying to corral this wellness or this control into our lives. And so why not just do something about it? Why not just put that intention out there and say, look, this is what we're starting with today. We're starting with wellness. We're starting from a place of happiness and being whole and perfect, despite the fact that we may not be. But why can't we set that intention to be whole and perfect?
Yeah, I agree with you totally. We do set our intentions usually pretty low for ourselves, and we do have a lot of negative talk that will bring us down more than you know. So starting your day out, even if it's kids screaming or dogs barking or your neighbor woke you up, starting that day out with saying, you know, I'm just going to take, you know, it's too loud for me. I'm just going to take a couple of minutes to just reflect on what I want this day to look like. And more often than not, the day will go just like that. I have coworkers that are like, oh, these people aren't going to be nice to me. And I'm like, no, not with that attitude. They're not. And I'm like, change your attitude. And then they come back and say, oh, my goodness, it worked out so much better than I thought. Yeah, it did. It does. So I want everybody to be happy, be healthy, and be well.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to come back to PlannerCon next year?
Already bought my ticket.
What? All right, yeah. So tickets are already on sale for 2018. It's going to be held in the same hotel, the Regency Hyatt in San Francisco. And obviously, it's going to be held in San Francisco. And so I think the people at PlannerCon are getting first dibs on the tickets, but I think everyone's going to have to deal with the PlannerCon, officialplannercon.com, or what is that? I think it is officialplannercon.com.
I'm not 100% sure. I know that Louise had said that she's going to put it out on the Facebook group. So that Facebook group as right now was PlannerCon 2017.
Right.
So they will be available if you if you're into planners. Come. Come make new friends. Come make new acquaintances. A lot of us came all by ourselves. I didn't have anybody. But you meet people, you talk to people, and you wind up finding your tribe.
Did you find your tribe?
I found you, didn't I?
Oh, that's wonderful. Jen, tell us where the world can find you and what your business is called.
My business is called Body Agenda, since I'm a planner girl, but agenda is spelled A-J-E-N-D-A.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, we have to put our bodies first, just like we do the rest of our stuff. So put your body on your agenda.
And where are you on Instagram or Facebook or anything like that?
I'm on Facebook. I'm working on my Instagram right now, pretty new. I'll have some YouTube videos up. But there is that blog that I was talking about, the 5 tips to getting healthy. So go ahead and read it. Appreciate your time. And it was so great to meet you.
Yeah, same here, Jen. And you can find me, Karina Tovmasyan, on Instagram, and Planerology on Facebook. We have a page and we also have a social group, so make sure you check both of those out. And in the meantime, I'm hoping that I can irritate Steve Morton next week. That's it for now. Reporting live from PlannerCon over here in San Francisco, hoping to make it home before the next snowstorm. Thanks for everything, guys.